enough of all that nonsense. Now, currently, we've got some lovely weather here in Newport, but it is going to rain tomorrow. I'm sorry about that, but it definitely is going to rain overnight as well. And what I thought I'd do, I found this guy on the internet who he does artwork because when it rains, the art only appears when it rains, and it's called Rainworks. I got your name wrong at the beginning of the interview. I interviewed him earlier in the week because he's in Seattle, and the time difference is quite dramatic. So to make this work, we did a recorded interview. So this is my interview with Peregrine from Rainworks. On the line, I've got Peregrine, who works for a company, I suppose, called Rainart in Seattle in the United States, about as far away from here as you can get. And he's going to just talk to us about what it is he does. So, hello, Peregrine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Oh, great, thanks. I know it's fairly early morning for you because this is a recorded interview. But what's Rainart all about?
Well, we actually call them Rainworks. Okay. The name of the company is Rainworks, and each piece is a rainwork. And a rainwork is something that only appears when it's wet, basically.
Could it be a message or a picture?
It can be pretty much anything we want it to be.
Okay. So what do you do? Do you sort of plan it in your head, or do you draw out stencils?
So, first up, of course, is coming up with an idea, something we want to appear on a sidewalk when it's raining out. So we'll think of things that we think might make people smile, like inspirational messages or just positive ideas or images. So we've done like lily pads with frogs talking between them. We've done proud to be rainy. We've done things like worry is a misuse of the imagination, just to brighten up people's days on a day that's normally considered dreary.
Okay, and does it rain a lot in Seattle, for example?
Seattle's pretty known for its rain, especially between September and May.
Okay. So do you need permission to do this, or do you just go out and do it like sort of guerrilla art?
We do it mostly guerrilla style, but it's actually legal. It falls under the same sort of category as chalk art. Because it's temporary, it only lasts a few months, and it doesn't advertise anything because our goal is to make people smile. The Seattle City Department of Transportation is actually totally okay with it.
Well, that's good. So you're not going to get arrested then?
Nope.
So is it a special chemical you use? Do you need to buy special stuff, or is it a proprietary product you buy?
Well, yeah. Here's how Rainworks work. Basically, you need a few things. You need a surface that changes color when it gets wet. So, say, concrete or untreated wood.
Yep.
Then you need a stencil. Then you need a super hydrophobic coating, and that's the biggest key ingredient, is the super hydrophobic coating. That's a chemical that when you apply it onto a surface will prevent that surface from getting wet.
Oh,
so in concrete's case, it'll also prevent that surface from darkening from the rain.
Ah.
So we spray that through the stencil, and when you take it off and it's dry, everything looks the same. But as soon as it rains, everything else that we didn't spray gets dark, and the contrast between the dry concrete and the dark wet concrete creates an image.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, I can understand it. You know, we've got quite a lot of concrete buildings here in Britain which are pretty dreary when it's wet, so that might work well on those.
Yeah, you can do them on vertical surfaces as well as horizontal.
So you could use it to send an inspirational message like, don't worry, the clouds will go away soon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's excellent. So what made you do this? What inspired you?
What inspired me was actually finding out about the super hydrophobic coatings. I saw these viral videos of them going around the internet, showing them like being used on different things like shoes and clothing and anything you'd want to keep dry. And the water just rolls right off it. I thought that's super awesome, so I should see if I can use it for something. And it didn't take long to think about surfaces that change color when wet and using them to create a water-activated message.
So do you have an arts background, or is it just something that came to you?
I have a creativity background.
Okay.
I just like making things. I like creating things that haven't been made before.
Well, I think what we need to do is to get you over to Britain to look at some of the bridges over our motorways, which are very dull indeed.
No, I would love to. So I do take commissions. In fact, a man from the UK actually flew out here just to talk to me about an install down there.
That's excellent news. How can people see these? I know we're thousands of miles from Seattle here, but how can people see them? There's a few on the internet, I imagine.
Right, now we have a bunch of pictures of them on our website, which is rain.works, not .com, just rain.works.
Rain.works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Put that in. It'll take you to our website. You can see the video and pictures, And we're actually working on a tutorial of showing people how to make this product, okay, or how to make RainWorks.
I think there's a few people on the arts and crafts side on our island here would be very interested in that.
Yeah, we'd love to see them like appearing all over the world and then helping rainy days everywhere get brighter. And we actually have a map on the website as well, so people could make them and then send them to us, and then we could add them to the map and make the whole globe covered in RainWorks of different cities.
Okay, so rain.works, and I'll issue the challenge now to somebody creative out there. I want to see one of these on the Isle of Wight within the next couple of weeks.
Well, the tutorial will be coming out in the next couple of weeks, so give them a month, maybe.
I'll give them a month. All right, we'll call it till we've got a couple of festivals coming up. We've got the Isle of Wight Festival and a couple of other music festivals coming up. After those, let's see if we can't get one up, because the weather will start to change then anyway.
Yes, and I would love to see that.
Okay, excellent stuff. Thank you, Peregrine.
Absolutely.
And it's just give us that website one more time.
Rain.works.
Rain.works. Thank you very much for calling in, and good luck.
Thank you, Kelvin. Have a great day.
A radio station at the heart of the Isle of Wight community, we're Vectis Radio.